Governor Andrew Cuomo and his staff were in damage control mode Thursday as they faced two scandals: the governor's handling of nursing home policies during the COVID-19 pandemic and the months-long suppression of the true number of residents' deaths, and allegations that Cuomo sexually harassed a former staffer. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, testified at a long-awaited legislative budget hearing. Zucker immediately addressed the nursing home controversy. He says, like all of the pandemic policies being put into place last spring, including those affecting nursing homes, decisions had to be made quickly before all of the science became clear.
Yes, there were deaths. Too many. Yes, nursing home residents were and remain among the most vulnerable. And yes, there have been questions.
Zucker continued to defend a March 25th directive by the governor. It required nursing homes take back from hospitals residents who were sick with COVID. Critics have said that led to more deaths. Senate Republican Minority Leader Rob Ord asked why the directive was rescinded on May 10th if it did not cause any harm. He pointed to a study by the government watchdog group, the Empire Center, using the health department's own data that showed the directive may have led to thousands of more deaths in the homes. A report by the state's attorney general issued a similar finding.
Both the Empire Center and the attorney general of the state of New York issued reports that concluded that the March 25th directive did contribute to the spread and, by extension, contributed to fatalities in nursing homes.
Zucker answered that he's sticking with the conclusion of a report he issued last July. It said nursing home staff who might not have known they were carrying the virus brought the disease into the homes.
There was 37,000 staff who ended up having COVID, and they brought in inadvertently at a time when we did not know about asymptomatic spread.
Zucker also faced many questions from Democrats, including Assemblyman Kevin Cahill. He asked about the 10-month-long delay in making public the number of sick nursing home residents who were transferred to hospitals and died there. After the AG found that the Cuomo administration had undercounted the numbers by 50%, Zucker released the numbers, which confirmed the AG's report and showed that 15,000 nursing home residents and residents of other long-term care facilities died of the virus. Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, in a private meeting with Democratic lawmakers, said the administration froze last fall when the federal Justice Department started an inquiry, and that's why the information to lawmakers was delayed.
Were you directed by the Office of the Governor not to prepare that response?
Zucker did not directly answer the question. Later, he cited as his reason a recently announced probe by the U.S. Attorney of Eastern New York. But he echoed statements by Cuomo, who said it was a mistake to withhold the information so long because it created an information void. The health commissioner says he was too busy last summer and fall managing the deadly virus to compile all of the numbers and make them public. Meanwhile, a longtime former top aide and friend of the governor, Steve Cohen, who now heads the governor's Empire State Development Agency, weighed in a hastily arranged conference call with reporters. He attributes much of the controversy to political attacks by former President Donald Trump, which led to the DOJ inquiry.
It's the politicization of an issue that should simply be a public health issue.
Cohen also addressed the other controversy plaguing the administration, allegations of sexual harassment by former economic development aide Lindsay Boylan. She says the governor inappropriately touched and kissed her and invited her to play strip poker during a plane ride. The governor denies the allegations. Cohen says while Cuomo can be a difficult boss, he's never witnessed any behaviors that cross the line into harassment.
He has his opinion and he shares it with you. And that is not for everyone.
Boylan was an employee at Empire State Development until 2018, but Cohen says he was not there at the time and can't comment specifically on her allegations. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.